Live from Birmingham, I'm Richard Banks with WBHM News. President Donald Trump encouraged graduates while hitting some familiar themes Thursday night as he spoke at a special ceremony ahead of the University of Alabama commencement. WBHM's Noelle Annanen reports.
Despite being introduced by beloved former UA football coach Nick Saban, Trump received the loudest welcome of the night when he took the stage in the Coleman Coliseum. He congratulated UA seniors, calling them the first graduating class of the golden age of the United States.
The Crimson Tide does not rest, does not quit, and does not stop winning.
In addition to singing the praises of UA's students, Trump shared highlights from his first 100 days in office. He took credit for many things that have happened since his term began, from a drop in illegal immigration to a drop in egg prices.
We're turning it around very fast. We will very quickly make America great again.
Noelle Annanen, WBHM.
State lawmakers approved legislation that would allow the Alabama Farmers Federation to offer health care coverage to its members that would not be regulated as health insurance. Supporters say the proposal would provide a less expensive option for farmers and others who are struggling with high health care costs. Opponents argue the plans would skirt the regulations traditional insurance plans must abide by, and the Alpha plans could deny coverage to people because of pre-existing conditions. The state Senate approved the bill yesterday. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her possible signature. And retired City of Birmingham employees will not get an increase in pension payments, says Mayor Randall Woodfin. Birmingham's Retirement and Relief System Pension Board voted unanimously last month to increase the pensions for retired employees or surviving family members by $400 a month for 1 year. However, the Birmingham City Council would have to approve the proposal before it could go into effect. Woodfin says the pension fund does not have the $18 million to support the hike. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org. It is 7:34 and 69 degrees in Birmingham. Mostly cloudy skies here, but the National Weather Service has fair skies in Tuscaloosa with 67 degrees. Rain and thunderstorms through tomorrow. Some storms could be severe. Highs today near 80, lows tonight in the mid-60s.